25 past two on a Friday afternoon. Don't forget Nathan Thompson to join us after 3 o'clock to go through all the round six action of the AFL. The Friday footy preview, footy fix from 4 to 6. The coach's box with Alan Richardson with the boys tonight on Friday Night Footy. And then Collingwood and Geelong from the MCG. Looking forward to all that unfold. Plenty of updates from Amy Park as well about the semi-final. The Super Rugby. And of course, Eddie had stayed in for the semi-final of the A-League between the Victory and City. More on that later on through the hour with Adam Peacock. But Sean Maloney from Fox Sports hung around after Casual Friday to have a bit of a chat about the weekend Super Rugby action. And we are very much focused on the Melbourne Rebels' performance tonight against the Blues, Sean. I spoke to the coach yesterday, Tony McGann. And he wanted to know how well I was. Always says, g'day, Dan, you're well.
And you are?
And I'm very well.
Good.
And I like Dumper. He's a good man. He's a good, solid citizen.
He's no-nonsense is what he is.
That's a good phrasing, I think.
He's a no-nonsense type of coach, and he's getting a lot out of this Melbourne Rebels team in 2015, we are, right?
That's
2015. So they're 5-5 on the season, half. I'm sure you've touched on that throughout. And this is equal to their most wins since the club came to be down here in 2011.
Which is a good effort, which is what the game needed, I think, in Melbourne, to have a team that was progressing.
Well, they are. They're heading the right direction, and he's been really well backed up by their backs coach, Todd Loudon, and up front, Zane Hilton, who came down from Brisbane. So, good team there underneath him, and they're getting it done on the park. You know, they've got some real gristle about them. They've got a nice hard edge. They're smashing blokes, and they're running up points. They beat the Chiefs last week. What did Dumper have to say about the Chiefs win?
He was very, very impressed with that. The fact that they were able to defend like they did in the last 15 minutes of the game, because they set up the lead early, as you know, in the first half, and then sort of tailed off a touch, but were able to defend. And this was the point we spoke about yesterday, Sean, that last year they would have lost that game. In the last couple of years, they would have lost that game, having a lead early and then dropping off.
Indeed.
Later in
they would
the
have
game.
Found a way to have dropped it.
Yeah, that's right. But a bit of maturity, a bit of experience now, because they've gone through that phase, that they can now work out how to close out games.
And you talk about the defence. They're ranked fourth overall for missed tackles in the competition. So they're doing great work getting up and dropping blokes, and that's letting them get it done. And when you throw in the attacking threat that they've got presented across the park, the likes of Sturzaka sniffing around at the base of the ruck, good number 9, and then number 10, Jack Depresini. Did you see him last week?
We talked
about this.
We did. We
56 metres out, he's landed a penalty goal from.
What's the sort of longest range that kickers are kicking those goals from?
I mean, if you're hitting one, you've got to go to altitude. If you want to land 60 plus, you've got to go to South Africa. You've got to go up high. You've got to go to Pretoria or Bloemfontein. They land monster shots over there. But 56 at sea level, that's a hit.
That's a good flash.
He has creased it. So Depresini going well. And Mitch Immons, another one I want to highlight the work of. He is going so well. He's a foundation player, Mitch Immons. Big unit and is just given great stability in the midfield. He's coming on massively. Big unit, hits hard, and he's strong carrying as well. He's got the most run meters for the Rebels this year.
Yeah, good. Of course, under the leadership of Scotty Higginbotham, who's doing a hell of a job. Tommy English, I think, lives with Depresini and Sturzaka.
Yeah.
Do you like that thing when the players, the ones that are developing, particularly with some real talent, they spend a lot of time together? Is that a good thing?
For the 9-10, especially for the 9-10 to be living with one another. And the other thing we've got to throw it back to was last year was the first year of the National Rugby Championship. We had the Melbourne Rising, and the 9-10 there was Sturzaka and Depresini. And now we're seeing the fruits of it, half. We're seeing the fruits of the NRC right before our eyes at a Super Rugby level. Who knows, maybe Wallabies next.
Well, we were talking about that throughout the NRC campaign, that this was the stepping stone for a lot of these guys to Super Rugby, to develop their skills, even just to the point of guys who'd played a bit of Super Rugby and have a bit of more competition, more experience in the off-season, rather than just doing the hard yards on the park all the time, actually play the game and get better in situations as opposed to training.
Oh, you'd much rather play, wouldn't
Absolutely.
You? Absolutely. Oh, instead of doing hundreds up and back, maybe punching some burpees or some shoulder rolls. No, thank you. No, give me a footy and tell me which way to run.
Tell me about the Auckland Blues tonight. They're, they're the opponent. They're 2-9 on the season. They're not going well.
They're going terribly. They're coached by a former All Blacks legend, Sir John Kerwin. And I love the way that you're referencing them as the Auckland Blues. I think that's important, particularly down here in Melbourne, to give these teams an identity. Otherwise, you go on, if you're a casual Super Rugby watcher, you're thinking, where are the Blues from?
Yep.
What are they all about? Are they the New South Wales Origin team? No. They're from Auckland, and they've got themselves some decent players. I want to throw a couple in the mix for you right now. They've got All Black legend Kevin Mialamu. He's in the number 2 jersey tonight.
Yep.
He'll cause some headaches for Paddy Liafa, the Rebels
hooker. He's going well, Paddy.
Paddy's going great guns. If he can just sort out his line out throwing,
We're not very good at that, are we?
Well, there's some work to be done from Paddy's arm, but if he can shore that up around the park, he's terrific. Other guys to keep an eye on, All Black Stephen Lewis-Tour at number 8, who will captain the Blues tonight. And then out wide, you want to keep an eye on Tevita Lee, the number 11. This bloke is lightning.
What's his name?
Tevita Lee.
Tevita Lee.
Yeah, simple name.
Yeah, nice.
But super quick.
Okay.
Tevita Lee.
Well, who's got the job of taking him down?
Number 11 will obviously line up against number 14, Big Tommy English.
Oh, he's my man.
He's a good player.
Speaking of big units.
Yeah.
He's a big unit.
For a winger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a large man.
He is indeed. So he'll have his work cut out tonight. Now, Scott Higginbotham chasing a record tonight, half.
Oh, he's
looking to become the most try-scoring forward in Super Rugby history. He'll go ahead of Owen Finnegan, World Cup winning Owen Finnegan. Big night ahead for Scott Higginbotham. He finds the line so easily, doesn't he?
Well, he's been very, very good at the recent times.
What'd you make of his haircut? He's had a bit of a trim of the mullet. I like the mullet. I liked it.
I'm far buried from you and I to be talking hairstyles.
Correct.
Too, but not for mine.
No?
Not for mine.
The now or the before?
The before.
You didn't like the before?
No.
It worked for him.
No, I like the now.
He had the hair and the beard.
No, the now's good. I like the now.
Did I tell you about my surfing trip with them down to Bell's Beach?
No, you didn't.
Almost drowned. Seriously. So we get there, and I'm only fairly new to the sport. I rock in with my 10-foot board.
I can't see you being
I've got quite good at it since.
Really?
That was the turning point. So I was there with Geordie Reid, Sam Jeffries, Cade Neville, and Scott Higginbotham, who turns out is an exceptional surfer.
Is he?
Very good. So Bell's was a bit washed out, so they took us next door to the washing machine known as, is it Sunshine Beach, one over?
Maybe.
I spent an hour and a half paddling, chasing those blokes. Didn't catch a single wave. It's a nightmare down there. Higgins can go well on a board, though. I tell you what, he was on the he was on the thruster. He was shredding.
Thruster, look at
he was
you.
Going, you. It was cut, a bit of time in the green room for Higgins. Can surf. All those boys. So when they get a chance, they skedaddle down that away down towards Bell's and they get wet.
Right, good on them.
As you do.
I'd like to if I could surf or swim.
Yeah,
I'm not great at both.
Okay, well do not go to either of those two beaches.
So I don't bother. I'm struggling to get through the bathtub. Hey, what about that's that game tonight? We'll win that, the Rebels.
I would imagine so. They're favourites. The bookies have them favourites rightfully. I think they're about 4-point favourites. So I would be with them.
What about some of the other Australian teams in the Super Rugby this weekend? The Reds have to go over to, where are they off to, New Zealand?
It's at 5:30 this afternoon. If you want to whet the appetite, doesn't matter which way you want to roll at 7:30, if it's AFL or A-League or Super Rugby, 5:30 Reds v Crusaders. That'll be a cracker. Good way to kick off the weekend's action.
Well, the Crusaders are our bunnies here at the Melbourne Rebels. We beat them over there.
Yes, you've got the wood on them.
So the Reds will win that.
They're 15-point underdogs.
They probably won't win that.
They'll be doing well to hang in there. The Crusaders season. The Crusaders have won the tournament, the title, seven times.
7 times.
If they want to have a shot at it in 2015, they've got to win tonight. They've got to win big to stay alive.
The Crusaders do.
They've got to win massive. The Reds are cooked. They're finished for this year.
Right, our Reds, no chance. That's what I said. Now, the Western Force, who we know cannot possibly win a game of Super Rugby, they take on the, speaking of titles, the Tars over in Perth this weekend.
Yeah.
Tars by how much?
Well, the Force have asked questions of the Tars in recent times, but again, we're talking points differential. The Tars desperately need the bonus point win for the 4-try bonus point win. They need the maximum. They need the maximum half, and I think they'll get it over there tomorrow night.
That'll be a smacking. On Sunday, the Brumbies are off. They're a South African tour,
Sunday
aren't they?
Morning. You set the alarm, mate.
Hang on a minute. 1:05 a.m.
Yeah, you can stay up.
I'll have to stay up.
That's normally you. Straight from the pub, straight home, and you'll be up.
Yeah, sort of, yeah.
Okay.
Normally, Saturday night.
Brumbies up against the Stormers. That'll be a smash fest. See, I'd imagine that'll be a low-scoring affair, the Stormers and the Brumbies.
Right.
And I think the Stormers, pains me to say, because I love to see the Aussie teams go well. I think the Stormers will get the Brumbies this week.
You're talking about altitude before. How different is it to play over in South Africa for the Australian-New Zealand conference teams?
You speak to the players, and a lot of them say it's that first 20 to 25 where you're gassed.
Yep.
You're gassed. You got nothing doing. You kind of get your, we used to call it the second wind.
Yeah, second wind.
Then you're right through it towards the back end of the game, and then again, you just drop straight off. It is hard, mate. They're 17, 18. I think they're Mount Kosciuszko above the ground.
Are they really?
I think it's that high up. Yeah. That'd yeah, the high veld.
Yeah.
Yeah, South
That'd
Africa.
Tough to play. Tough.
And,
tough to play
and the crowds there are so volatile. The ground announcers, they just get stuck into them. There's no niceties over in the Republic half. No. They just any of the whole way through. Volatile crowd, and you're doing well to come away with points there. But Cape Town, as you would well know, is sea level.
Yes, very much so.
Correct.
Yes.
But the next game, I think, is at altitude. Who have you got there? Lions and the Highlanders, maybe?
Lions, Highlanders is on.
That'll wrap us up. So the Highlanders are travelling really nicely at the moment. They are playing beautiful rugby, are the Highlanders. So I think they may roll the Lions in Johannesburg.
Joburg.
High scoring one, that one.
We do love a Berg here on halftime. Now, that's all the Super Rugby action this weekend. Of course, you can catch it on Fox Sports tonight. 5:35 is kickoff for the Crusaders Reds game, but more importantly, 7:40. Is the start of the Rebels and Blues clash, where you will be.
Indeed, I will be. Amy Park, I hope if you're a rugby nut, get out there, get behind the Rebels. They're doing great things at the moment. They're playing good rugby, and they're fun to watch. That's the most important thing, having a laugh, having some fun.
It's a beautiful thing. That's why we love you here on Halftime, mate. Great to see you, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Have a good night out there at Amy Park. Sean Maloney from Fox Sports, you can catch him on the box tonight for the coverage of the Rebels and the Blues.